Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus took Peter, John, and James up, went up the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothes became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with Jesus, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with Jesus. And as they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. And while he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There we go. Hey, Kim, do you know where the clapper's at? The clapper? We can't find it. Did you hide it? Oh, you don't know where it's at either? We have a clapper thief. No, don't worry about it, hon. No, that's right. You stay at Mass. That's all right. We'll get it for next time. But I do want to welcome Ken back. Let's give him a round of applause. I have to admit, you do look younger. And I'm saying that seriously. Maybe, you know, when your heart was bad, you were more puffy. And now this is your true, beautiful face.
I just got skinnier.
You just got what?
Skinny.
Oh, is that what it is? Well, you look great. So, of course, Vera, you're always beautiful. So. Oh, here we go. Well, welcome back. We're glad to have you. Okay. Has anyone here ever walked a prayer labyrinth? Nobody. Do you know what a prayer labyrinth is? Do you know, Joyce? Does anybody know? Raise your hand if you know what it is.
Just because
I
read it.
Oh, you read. You cheated. She read my sermon. Let me tell you what a prayer labyrinth is. It's a one-way path, and it's in like concentric circles, you know, where you go like, you know, concentric circles, and you walk one way, and it leads to a center spot, you know, right in the middle. And there, as you reach that spot, then you are to open your heart and your ears and listen to the voice of God. That's where God is expected to speak to you when you reach the center. And it is a prayer where you empty your mind of all daily cares so God can talk to you in your heart free from the burdens of the day. So that's what you do as you walk around. You try to clear your mind and then hear the Lord speak. Well, I did it one time back at the old Providence Hospital. The nuns had a labyrinth. So I walked it and did a prayer journey. And while I was walking it, I thought about the many people that I knew who were disfigured, not just physically. They were disfigured by sickness, loneliness, sadness, grief, that the suffering had disfigured their souls, their lives. And my walk through the labyrinth, I relived these painful memories of others that I've seen so disfigured by life. And I prayed for them. But I realized I had to let go of these memories so I could listen to God speak to me in the middle. Well, I reached the center spot. There, I said, okay, God, I'm here. You know, speak to me. Oh, not drop my water. Sorry about that. But speak to me, Lord. And I waited for the divine revelation. Guess what? It never came. I didn't hear anything. And I just felt so frustrated and like I failed. I even stood there for 10 minutes, like waiting for the Lord. Okay, here I am. Disappointment came over me. And I walked out of the labyrinth feeling like it was a failure. Well, God finally revealed himself. He didn't disappoint me. He revealed himself to me after I walked out of the labyrinth. And this is what I heard from the Lord. He said, Michael, I was speaking to you the whole time through your memories. I was speaking to you. And then three words came to me that I've never forgot. God said, transfigure the disfigured. Transfigure the disfigured. And I didn't exactly know what that meant. Transfigure means to change. So God helped me to understand what this meant through a little boy who was at Children's Hospital. He was about, you know, 9, 10, 11. He had a disease that disfigured his face. He had the disease that was the same as the, remember the elephant man, Joseph Merrick? You know, the movie, I seen the movie, and there were TV shows about him. He lived in the 1800s, and he had a disease called neurofibromatosis, in which he had big globs of like tumors all over his face, all over his body. And his face had these lumpy skin tumors like an elephant. That's where he got his name. Look it up, Joseph Merrick. He really was hideous in his look. But this little boy, who wasn't as disfigured as Joseph Merrick, but he still had these lumpy tumors, if you could look beyond his disfigured face, you could see the divine goodness within his heart. This kid was an old soul. He was like 10 going on 80. He had such wisdom. I loved to hear him speak. And he would talk about his faith and God and, you know, the struggles that he has with his illness. And I spent a lot of time with him. Normally, I didn't play games with the kids. We had other people in the hospital did that. But I would play a game with him that I made up for those who are really, really sick. It's called Flip a Dollar. Now, Flip a Dollar, how that worked, I'd take a dollar bill, and then I'd say, do you want heads or tails? And you call heads or tails, and I would flip it into the air. And it'd go around like this. And I was always able to make it flip in such a way that I can make it land on whatever he called. This kid got a lot of money from me. Let me tell you. There was one time I was short on money for my lunch. I almost had to go back to him and say, can I borrow a couple of those dollars I gave you? But he loved Flip a Dollar. And it was just wonderful to be around him. Then the day came, I would never see him again, because he was moving away to another hospital. And one of his last words to me was, thanks for making me happy. Maybe life isn't all that bad. I was able to transfigure his loneliness, the disfigurement, not just of his face, but of his heart, the disfigurement of sickness and pain and suffering. I was able to transfigure that into caring and love and hope and hope. Maybe life isn't all that bad. That is transfiguring the disfigured. To bring the beautiful love of God to someone who's just not seeing it. But we are to transfigure that person to see the beauty of God even in their cross. Jesus transfigured his body today. His body revealed the divinity within him. Jesus knew that very soon Peter, James, and John would behold his disfigured body. Bloody, broken, beaten, crown of thorns, nails in his hands and feet. That's pretty disfigured. And then the disfigurement of his death on the cross. And Jesus was saying to them at this transfiguration, before he would die, keep faith. God is in control. I am with you when life seems hopeless. I can change, that is, transfigure. I can transfigure the worst situation into goodness. You realize the worst sin ever committed in the human race was only one. It was done one time. It's called deicide. We killed God. We killed him. That's God. And yet, God took the disfigurement of the worst sin ever created, and he transfigured it into the greatest grace known to us: eternal life, salvation, redemption, and heaven. Jesus changed it. He transfigured this terrible sin into something good for us. So, my brothers and sisters, the disfigured Jesus on the cross can change your life. That when you have a heavy cross, a trial, or a suffering, he can bring goodness out of it. That's the whole message of Easter. Remember, every Good Friday has that Easter Sunday with it. You know? The cross does not have the last word. The beauty of Jesus can transfigure any cross into grace. Romans 10:15 says this: how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things. The beauty of Jesus, even his feet, brought the good news of our salvation. Friendship is restored, life lives on, and love reigns supreme. That's what Jesus did on the cross. So Jesus brings you to the good news that God's divinity dwells within the most difficult, the most painful, the most sorrowful moments of your life. The divine Jesus can transfigure the disfigured. And you have to let him be in control. That's the key. Let him be in control. Give it over to him. See the divine working in everything. I want to close with the lyrics. This beautiful old song that was written by Wesley. And he wrote this: Christ, whose glory fills the skies, Christ, the true, the only light, Son of righteousness, arise. Day spring from on high, be near. Day star in my heart, appear. Amen. God bless you all. Peace to you. I would say, Ken, you received a great transfiguration. Because we didn't know what was going to happen with you. You were knocking on heaven's door. And Vera says, no, you're not going yet. You're coming back. And here you are. So Vera's pretty powerful in her prayers. And I think Ken is an example of the power of prayer. And so thank you for being with us today. Amen. God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at stmaryhillsboro.org. That's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. You can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsboro, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.